I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Back to work at Textron, we have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Your water and sewer bill could go up next year. A closer look at the city of Wichita's proposal is ahead.
Former President Obama and former President Trump are both on the campaign trail. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Union workers at Textron Aviation in Wichita back on the job today after a four-week strike. They voted to ratify a new five-year contract with the company this past weekend. The contract included a 31% wage increase and a cost of living adjustment that went from $700 to $1,400 a year.
The city of Wichita will likely increase water and sewer rates next year.
Thanks to record inflation, the cost of chemicals needed to treat the water have increased up $2 million over the last 3 years. Energy and personnel costs have gone up as well. The proposed increase would be $3.21 a month for customers who use 3,750 gallons of water or less. A mid-volume water user up to 7,500 gallons of water would pay an additional $4.79 a month. Public Works Director Gary Jansen compared Wichita's proposed rate to other nearby cities.
Our total all-in bill comparison of $92 is 17% less than the next closest with Fort Worth.
This proposal could be refined before a formal presentation and vote in December. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Former President Trump campaigned in Greensboro, North Carolina, a day after surveying hurricane damage in the Tar Heel State.
Former President Trump reiterating plans to boost border security and crack down on illegal immigration.
I think that the border is the biggest threat to this country.
To protect free speech, Second Amendment rights, and reduce crime.
We will crush the violent crime that's plaguing our cities and give our police the support, protection, resources, and respect they so dearly deserve. They will stop the crime.
Also vowing to ask Congress
to give a one-year prison sentence for anybody burning the American flag.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris was in Washington, D.C. for meetings and interviews after over 2 weeks of campaigning. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Former President Barack Obama spoke at a campaign event in Detroit supporting Vice President Kamala Harris. The former president criticized former President Trump.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails. America's ready to turn the page. We're ready for a better story. Michigan, we are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
Former Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney has also been campaigning for Vice President Harris.
One person is dead after a train crashed into a semi-truck in Butler County Tuesday morning at the Sinclair Refinery on the south side of El Dorado. Sheriff Damon Cundiff says the train struck the passenger side of the truck. The driver was ejected and pronounced dead at the scene. Driver's name has not been released.
A man was critically injured after he was hit by a car in northeast Wichita yesterday morning at 21st and Rock. The man was wearing dark clothing and was not in the crosswalk when he was hit by a westbound car on 21st. That victim was hospitalized in extremely critical condition. The driver did stay on the scene and cooperated with investigators.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel while there's fighting going on with Hamas in Lebanon. Fox's Greg Palcott is in Haifa, Israel.
Sirens in Tel Aviv as some 15 Hezbollah rockets rained down, most intercepted. Israel said it hit a Hezbollah target near a hospital in Beirut, 18 killed, including children. A two-and-a-half-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu was described as friendly and productive, the brutal ground covered. Ending the war in Gaza with Hamas, now that its chief Sinwar is dead, and releasing the hostages. Limiting the growing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. With Israeli President Herzog, Blinken said,
we have to make sure that this is a moment of opportunity to move forward.
The U.S. and others still bracing for Israel's retaliation after Iran's missile barrage.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Finishing up high school girls golf with championships around the state yesterday. And we've got a pretty cool individual title to tell you about that will be coming up in sports.
An E. coli outbreak involving a fast food giant. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A judge has tossed out three lawsuits filed against lawmakers who shared social media posts that falsely accused a Kansas man of being among the shooters who opened fire at a rally celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs' Super Bowl victory. The judge cited jurisdictional issues. Denton Loudermill Jr. was briefly handcuffed but not charged in the chaos that followed the deadly February 14th shooting. He filed lawsuits against Republican Missouri State Senators Rick Bratton, Denny Hoskins, and Nick Schroer. The dismissal of those suits Monday comes just a month after a similar suit was dismissed against U.S. Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee.
An E. coli outbreak involving a fast food giant.
E. coli food poisoning linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states, including one person who died. 10 individuals were hospitalized. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the fatality was an older person in Colorado, which has the most cases, 26. One child has been hospitalized with severe kidney complications. Everyone interviewed in connection with the outbreak reported eating at McDonald's before falling ill. McDonald's officials say their initial findings suggest that some illnesses are linked to onions sourced from a single supplier. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Denny's is shuttering some of its restaurants.
The diner chain is closing 150 of its lowest performing restaurants in a move to turn around its lagging sales. The over 70-year-old brand says about half of the closures will happen this year and the rest in 2025. Denny's not revealing the locations, but says it represents around 10% of its total restaurants. Executives say some aren't in good locations, while others saw traffic shifts during the pandemic that have yet to reverse. Denny's is best known for never closing its doors. However, since the pandemic, about a quarter of its restaurants have not returned to 24/7 operations. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Police in Germany bust a restaurant that served pizza with a side of cocaine.
Police say the pizza and cocaine combo was the restaurant's best-selling item. Apparently a scheme thought up by the manager. They raided the popular Dusseldorf eatery, but also the manager's apartment, adding that as they kicked in the door, he tossed bags of drugs out the window, which fell right into the arms of police officers below. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic right now on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, really heavy southbound on I-135. And that's especially if you're trying to exit onto K-96, that very narrow ramp, and that road construction really backing up right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 75 degrees. Clear tonight. The overnight low 52. Then Thursday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high up to 88 degrees. Now a clear sky. North wind at 13 miles per hour. 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Yes, yesterday's high of 88 set a new record high for the date. The old record, 87, set back in 2020. And the normal high for the date is 68, about 20 degrees cooler than that. Steve at 10 here in the morning. And the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, has a rule banning fake online reviews. That rule going into effect. We'd like to find out more about that with Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
So, fake reviews, what exactly are we talking about here?
So these are the situations where a retailer or a retail platform may be arranging for reviews that purport to be from real shoppers about a product, praising it and everything, where it turns out that these are not even real people leaving these reviews, but all in an attempt to trump up the product to hope that you will buy it, and that these reviews are essentially lies or misleading. and that they coerce you essentially to spend money on this product, and then that product turns out to be a hunk of junk. So that type of technique would now be an infraction of this trade rule, and people who are found to violate it could be subject to $50,000 or more in fines.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Per infraction.
Okay. So,
yeah.
And how are we going to catch them? I guess you're going to have somebody who's looking at all these testimonials, huh?
Well, if you're a consumer who you think you've been, if you feel that you have been subjected to this, then you can file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. They'll investigate, and then they'll get back to you. You yourself, as the consumer, does not get any part of this fine. This is a civil fine that the federal government imposes. Mm-hmm. But the hope is, of course, it'll cut down on fraud and the loss of money, essentially, to substandard products that don't live up to the contrived hype that have been posted about them in an age where, people are doing most of their shopping online. It also includes these phony reviews or phony endorsements from celebrities where it says, like, a radio host really loves these supplements, and there's a picture of you, even though you've never actually endorsed these supplements, and it doesn't actually give your name, but it has a photo of you, or a photo of someone that kind of looks like you that an AI created. That would fall under this category.
That would be so annoying. I'm glad you told me about that. That's probably not gonna happen with me, but all right.
Hey, you'd be surprised.
Interesting. Thank you, Evan. Thanks for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown on fake online reviews. I don't recall that I have ever done an online review. I know my son has because he reads so much. And if he's got a book that if it impresses him, he'll go on there and take the time to type in a review.
A good review.
Of a book, usually a good one, a good review.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. The only time I ever leave online reviews is when I've had a really bad situation, something happen, and I want to fit. I want to actually hurt the retailer that put me in that situation. Then I'll go on and I'll leave a very, very awful review.
Yeah. Do you have to leave your name on that or not?
I do. I guess you wouldn't have to, but I do.
Well, the FTC may crack down on that. Make them say who they are. How about you, Ted? Are you a reviewer?
No.
Okay. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
Don't want to take the time to do that.
Yeah. Well, Chad does.
Well, good for him.
I suppose I could be more positive and leave good reviews when things go well, but...
Yeah, it'd be nice to give a little...
It'd be nice, yeah.
Let's get to both sides.
That's just not what I focus on.
I kind of always figure, who cares about my opinion?
Well, I guess... Well, nobody does.
There are a lot of people that disagree with me either.
Yeah.
Why should you take anything I say with anything more than a grain of salt?
Let's face it. In our day and age, over the past 15 or 20 years, a personal opinion, the value of anybody's personal opinion has gone next to nothing, down to zero.
And yet, on the other side of that escalator, people think their opinion matters so much more than it did 20 years ago.
Their opinion of their opinion is way up here.
Yeah.
My opinion of their opinion is way over there. So, yeah.
That's something I say I leave a bad review. I don't necessarily leave bad opinions, though. I just describe what happened. If it's a store that I'm talking about or a restaurant or whatever, I just talk about what happened to me while I was there, not what I feel about it. So,
all right. Well, in my opinion, it's time to move on. 8:16, the morning here on KNSS. And it's sports time with Ted Wilber.
Yeah, we're counting down to a Saturday night. Big in-state football showdown.
Yeah.
K-State and KU matching up. And it's a good night to talk about it. The weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with the head football coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. And that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, our home of the Wildcats. Saturday night in Manhattan. How about this one? 16th-ranked Kansas State hosting Kansas. Jayhawks and the Wildcats. K-State is a 10-point favorite on home turf. K-State has defeated the Jayhawks 15 years in a row. And we'll see what happens Saturday night. But they'll talk about it tonight on the Chris Kleiman Show. Coach Kleiman at 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. All right, yesterday on a hot, record-hot day in the state of Kansas, high school girls golf wrapping up state championship day. The big schools in Class 6A were up at Cary Park in Hutchinson. And guess who won the individual championship? The same young lady that has won it her freshman year, her sophomore year, her junior year, and now she won it her senior year.
Wow.
Only the third female golfer ever in the state of Kansas to finish as a four-time state champion as a high school competitor. Kinsley Jones, a senior at Mays High School.
That Jones name is synonymous with golfing.
Well,
here locally.
That's
right?
The big reason why. It's in her DNA. Of course, her grandfather is local golf legend Greer Jones, who played for many years on the PGA Tour.
You bet.
So Kinsley Jones wins the state title again. She finishes 4-for-4 in her high school career. She shot a 2-under par 69 in the final round yesterday and won it by 3 strokes.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up at Cary Park in Hutchinson. Congratulations. She's a legend. 4-time state champion, Kinsley Jones, out of Mays in high school girls golf. All right, we'll take a look at college volleyball. McPherson is ranked 20th in the nation, and the McPherson College Volleyball wins again, a sweep on the road at Central Christian, 3-0. McPherson Volleyball tied for first atop the conference. 10 wins in a row, now 21-5 on the season, and ranked in the top 20 in the nation. McPherson College Volleyball. Getting it done. All right, if you want to go see some soccer here in town today, Friends University is home, hosting Ottawa in conference play. The men start at 5 p.m., and the women after that at about 7:30. Both the Friends men and women's soccer teams have winning records in conference play, heading into this matchup today against Ottawa. Soccer action on the west side of town. All right, last night was opening night in the NBA.
The Celtics received their championship rings, raised banner number 18, and then dominated the Knicks on opening night of the NBA season. Boston beat the Knicks 132-109, tying an NBA record by knocking down 29 three-pointers. The Celtics missed their last 13 attempts from beyond the arc while trying to break the record. In the second game of the night, history was made. With 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter as the Lakers and Timberwolves faced off in L.A., second-round draft pick Bronny James and four-time NBA champion LeBron James checked in. The two became the first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And speaking of that Laker game, Lakers beat the Timberwolves on opening night. In the starting lineup for the Lakers, former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. Good start to the season there. Inside the arc from two-point range, 6-for-9 shooting on the night.
How about that?
For Austin Reeves, getting the Lakers off to a 1-0 start. And a good birthday today. How about Kendall Gammon? Interesting local football star. He is 56 years old today. Kendall Gammon is a Wichita native. Played high school football for the Rose Hill Rockets. Then he went and played college football for the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Won a national title there. And then he played for 15 years in the National Football League. The final 7 of those years with the Kansas City Chiefs as a long snapper and a center. And then after that, he joined the Chiefs' radio crew for several years. He was on the radio broadcast. What a great football career.
Great career for him. Yeah.
The great Kendall Gammon, the Wichita native football star. He is 56 years old. Today is his birthday. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says America's energy resources are untapped. That's on the way with Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Wednesday morning. The city of Wichita will likely increase water and sewer rates next year thanks to record inflation. The cost of chemicals needed to treat the water increasing by $2 million over the last 3 years. Energy and personnel costs have also gone up. The proposed increase would be $3.21 a month for customers who use 3,750 gallons of water or less. A mid-volume water user up to 7,500 gallons of water would pay an additional $4.79 a month. This proposal could be refined before a formal presentation and vote in December.
The campus at Butler Community College in Andover evacuated because of a nearby gas leak yesterday. Gas line had been hit, easily brought under control. Businesses in the area evacuated. Classes were canceled for the day, but will be back in session today.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sat down for an interview with Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Rome following Secretary Austin's visit to Ukraine. The interview aired on Fox's special report. Austin was asked why the U.S. must continue to support Ukraine.
We don't want to live in a world where a tyrant can wake up and decide to erase his sovereign neighbor's border. If Putin is successful, he will continue to do what he's done. All of the Baltic states are very concerned about. They rightfully feel that they would be next on the menu.
A member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard has been charged in a plot to kill an Iranian-American author in the United States.
Ruhollah Bazgandi, who's described in court papers as a brigadier general who previously served as chief of the Revolutionary Guard's counterintelligence department, and three others are accused of plotting to kill Mahsa Alinejad, who has been living in exile in New York City. She was not named in court papers, but confirmed her identity to the Associated Press. She fled Iran during the country's disputed 2009 presidential election. Bazgandi is not in custody. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was designated a global terrorist group in 2017. The Office of Foreign Assets Control says it's played a key role in supporting Iran's involvement in international terrorism. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A man in Oklahoma charged with child sex crimes in Kansas. 45-year-old Stephen Gillenwater was charged with multiple crimes, including indecent liberties with a child and sexual exploitation of a child. He made his first court appearance this week. The Dickinson County Sheriff's Office says the case has been under investigation since the end of March.
The Kansas Association of Broadcasters held its convention in Wichita Monday, featuring a gathering of broadcasters from across the state. The event was capped off Monday night with a Station Excellence Awards dinner and presentation. Becky Damian, Odyssey SVP Market Manager for St. Louis and Wichita, congratulated KNSS for winning Best Newscast, Best Sportscast, and Best Severe Weather Coverage.
It's amazing. It's like the trifecta. So we were really proud last night to have KNSS up on stage winning those awards. And I think it just shows like what a commitment we have to the Wichita community as a brand, and we have for decades. And so it was really inspiring, and congratulations to everybody on the KNSS team. We're really excited for you.
The audio links from our award-winning entries will be found in the story on our website at knssradio.com. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita water and sewer rates likely to go up next year. Just over $3 a month for most users.
Two.
Former Presidents Obama and Trump campaigning with the election less than 2 weeks away.
One.
Wichita's Textron machinists go back to work today after a month-long strike. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in traffic, the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras really are showing that things are getting better on the roadways out there. Really not seeing a whole lot of traffic on the highways at this time. Those volumes thinning out. Do still have a lot of traffic right around, this will be in the Park City area, 53rd Street North and Broadway. Some fairly heavy traffic right there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Now with two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman, 47th Street South and Broadway, in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 75 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 52. And then for Thursday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high back up to 88 degrees. Now clear sky, north wind at 13 miles per hour. 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Wednesday's $5 whiskey special day. Over 75 whiskeys on special for only $5 a piece. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Stephen, 10 in the morning, trading underway on Wall Street. The Dow is down by 239 points. The S&P is off 21, and the NASDAQ is down by 103.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A Wichita interior design company is underway with a merger and plans to expand outside the Midwest. Thomas Gray Interiors. That's an interior design company at 121 North Mead, focusing on residential interiors, announcing a merger with 310 Architecture. That's a full-service firm with a portfolio predominantly of commercial work and offices in Wichita and in Chandler, Arizona. Merger expected to be completed in the new year. The two companies will form Gray 10. That's an architecture and interior design company with Thomas Gray's Rachel Thomas Murphy and 310 Architecture's president Chad Glenn and COO Chelsea DeLay Cotton as co-founders. Thomas Murphy told the Wichita Business Journal she's been working with Glenn for the past 7 years. She and Glenn are co-owners of a dental office remodeling company in Wichita. It's called T3 Design.
Inflation has been a constant pain for businesses and consumers since the pandemic recovery ramped up, and no metro has been immune. Wichita, though, has maintained its steely reputation for affordability. Now, that's according to a Business Journal's review of data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis Regional Price Parity Index, which reflects how costs compared between metros in 2022. The journal analyzed the nation's 100 largest metro areas. The index shows how costs compare in a metro compared to the national baseline of 100. That means a metro with an index of 90 would be 10% more affordable than the national average, for example. The data also includes specific index scores for the cost of housing, services, and goods in each metro. Wichita ranked as the third most affordable city, only falling behind Little Rock, Arkansas, and McAllen, Texas. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Stephen Ted. Today is Medical Assistance Recognition Day. One of the fastest growing careers in the nation, medical assistants make medical offices run more smoothly and are instrumental in overall quality patient care. So run into quite a few of those, frankly. They do have quite a few of them here in town. Medical Assistants Recognition Day. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And I want to shout a birthday to a friend, Diane Valier Klein, having a birthday today. And I alluded to this earlier in the show that she was our next-door neighbor when I was growing up out on the west side of town. We were four boys in our family. The Valier family had two boys and a girl. And Diane was the oldest child. She's my age. But, you know, we'd get out in the yard and we'd get a little wiffle ball game going.
Yeah, a lot of kiddos there in that neighborhood.
And Diane would come out and she'd get in there. She could do it. She could hit and run. So
nice.
She's
a valuable team member.
Very competitive. Diane, happy birthday to you. Good to be back after a day off, Ted.
Yeah.
And a day off when I came in for a meeting and a lunch, but you know.
Anyway. And then you were named Employee of the Month, so.
Yeah, maybe I should take
a day for you.
Take a day off more often. I'll get Employee of the Month again when I'm not here. There you go. All right. Coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck Show this morning. Justin Haskins on, talking about the propaganda industrial complex.
Oh, that sounds important. Yeah.
News at the top of the hour. Textron machinists go back to work today. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.